It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This week, former Governor Bill Milliken knocked us all off the edges of our seats when he started making endorsements.
Okay, maybe we weren't on the edges of our seats.
No, we weren't. But Michigan's political watchers always do seem very interested in what the state's famously iconoclastic and moderate Republican.
Indeed, Bill Milliken was the most Millikenesque of our Millikenesque governors.
Yes, seeing who the former governor will endorse. In 2004, he endorsed Democrat John Kerry for president. In 2008, it was Republican John McCain, but then he famously withdrew it just a few weeks before the election.
Now, 4 years ago, Rick Snyder, in an effort to burnish his centrist bona fides, sought and received the imprimatur of Milliken.
And now Milliken has endorsed Democrat Gary Peters for U.S. Senate and Democrat Mark Totten for Attorney General.
And you have to wonder how the Republican base, so crucial to the Snyder win strategy, is going to view the fact that he is the only Republican, at least so far in this election cycle, to get the Milliken endorsement. So what do you make of that, Michigan Republican Chairman Bobby Shostak?
It's not relevant any longer.
Shostak answering that question from WJBK-TV's Charlie Langton.
And speaking of this week's endorsement, Zoe, we cannot not address the Bowser bump.
You went there.
And missed the chance to go do up? You bet I did. The Peters-Mark Schauer campaign, some congressional candidates this week got some campaign help from the star of Sha-Na-Na and the movie Grease.
I have no idea what any of those words even mean.
Millennials. So will there be a Bowser bump?
Yeah, no. Endorsements like that can help attract attention. I mean, you and I are talking about it. It can engage voters, but it's not going to change anyone's minds.
No, and this conversation actually may be a little esoteric for 2014. This has not been a big year for endorsements, in part, I suspect, because the candidates are largely known, and partly, I suspect, because this election seems to be much more about appealing to each party's base and convincing them to get out and vote than it really is about persuading undecided voters.
Sure, but some endorsements can matter because they can come with some big financial support or a network of volunteers or voters lists, you know, unions and associations, for example. They can offer money and organization for a ground game to get out the vote, something we know, Rick, is going to be really hugely important this election cycle.
We've talked about this. The Democrats in particular are pinning their hopes on getting Democrats who might otherwise stay at home to vote. And they're going to do that with direct contact. That ground game you just mentioned is critical to that effort. So a union like the Service Employees International Union, which has a strong recent history of boots on the ground, that could matter. But name endorsements probably won't make the difference.
Right. And interestingly enough, endorsements can matter more if a candidate doesn't get them. Let's say a Democrat who can't win union official support.
Or a Republican who can't get support from business groups like the Chamber of Commerce.
Exactly. Now, political scientists will also tell us that endorsements don't typically, you know, swing voters, but they can help legitimize how a voter feels about a candidate, make a voter feel okay about voting for a certain candidate, particularly a new candidate. You know, for example, Rick, in 2008, when Ted Kennedy endorsed then Senator Barack Obama rather than Hillary Clinton in the Democratic primary, it made some Democrats feel like it was, you know, okay to support the new guy rather than the establishment.
But ultimately, the real reason why campaigns scrape together as many endorsements as they can, because they might help. It is an axiom of politics that most of what you do in a campaign just doesn't matter. You just don't know which parts don't matter until after the election.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.